Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Write podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. A lot of writers consider self-promotion to be a hassle, at best. And those same writers will either feel queasy or sleazy, thinking about what they need to do to sell their books. Queasy, just thinking about promoting their own writing. Or sleazy, thinking that they may have to use underhanded tactics to sell a lot of copies. Or they don't think about it at all, and figure that if they publish it, and people like it, then they'll buy it, and word will spread, and sales will take off. The only problem with this thinking is that it doesn't usually go this way. Because if you start with zero audience, it's very hard to sell a lot of copies. And if sales don't take off, you may start thinking it was not a very good book anyway. You get discouraged and eventually give up. But if you make an effort to gather a large following as you write, you'll have sales right off the bat. So self-promotion really is about reaching as many people as you can with your message. But it doesn't have to be constantly shouting, buy this, buy that. There are a lot of ways to draw attention to yourself without going in for the hard sell, while also adding value to other people's lives. Guest blogging, giving talks, even in front of a small audience at your local library, hosting a Q&A session, or setting up a giveaway of your book to get people interested. I'm sure that none of that would feel sleazy to you, yet it would all go a long way to getting exposure for you and your book. I always say that to make money with your writing, or anything really, you need the three magic ingredients. You need a product, you need people who know about your product, and you need to get those people excited enough to buy it. The first part, for most writers, is the easy part. Just spend a few hours every day doing what you do best, writing that book. But it's the second two ingredients that stump many writers. People who know about your book, and getting people excited to buy it. And that's what the 12-month author challenge is all about. The other side of writing and publishing. Getting a group of people together who will buy your book when it's all done. So if you spend an hour writing, then spend an hour doing something, anything, to further your promotional and audience building efforts. This could be simply taking the time to read an article on the subject, or it could be going to a nearby coffee shop and meeting with the owner to ask if you can host a book signing, and everything in between. If you have more time, spend another hour writing, then another hour on audience building. If you alternate like that, you may find you can concentrate better in shorter bursts. If not, just do 2 hours of each. This is a habit it's good to develop early on. Let's say you decide you want to write your book in 1 year. Day one, you start writing and spend several hours at it. But that's all you do. You might think, well, Tim told me I should start building my following on day one, but I'm tired and I'll just do it tomorrow. And you may start the next day, but even more likely, you may not. Then several months in, you'll start thinking about it again. But imagine what you could have already accomplished. A year goes by quickly, and at the end of the year, you most definitely want a solid author platform that will look good if you're seeking an agent, or will kick off sales if you're self-publishing. So be sure to spend as much time as you do writing every day on learning all you can about building your audience, then taking concrete actions to do it. It's an important habit to get into so that you won't be caught with a book you're proud of, but that you just can't seem to sell. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywrite.com/authors, dreamplaywrite.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.